Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you'll get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few on the platform as well. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Now on with the memes. Number one is the average man trying to date an obese woman with high expectations and she rejects him. The same with the corporate world employer and military. Then we see all three of these groups that demoralize and reject men wonder why men won't date, work, or enlist anymore. And of course they can't take the blame for it themselves, but instead blame video games, corn, and that men need to fix all of this. Men don't want to deal with toxic leadership and toxic women either anymore. Moving on, this one shows us how Daenerys Targaryen is like the perfect modern woman. She has an army of dickless beta orbiters, I the Unsullied, calls her pets her children, and likes Jon Snow, but she says he's too short for her. Plus everything is given to her, including her dragons, I your children. It's like she's on this Shiro's journey, where she's the bestest ever, and it's the world that has to figure out how great she is. Number three, we have a French woman that posted that black people are not French, when they were burning down the country. A dog doesn't become a horse just because it was born in a stable. And a horse doesn't become a dog if it's born in a doghouse. Although I don't know how you'd get one in there in the first place. But she's probably saying this because she's looking for a Tyrone or Ray Ray to knock her up with a half-black baby. Up next is something showing us the gender inequality myth. Feminist propaganda believes that the world's power structure is on the left. But in reality, it's more like on the right. Both of these are correct because for women, they only see the men on the top of the pyramid. Meanwhile, men see both. Women don't see the men at the bottom because they're invisible to them. Just like this one. 3 out of 4 homeless people are men. Women and most affected. The men are invisible. Number 5, I asked you guys if you would smash, and you guys said she looks dirty, and that you would need to double wrap it if you did. But we all know what would happen if you did smash her. It would be a case of crabs just waiting to happen. Also, far too often armpit hair means bad hygiene below the waist, which would probably smell like the perfume of Eau de Fromage. Another guy said he would do so as long as no one found out what he did. With all those tacky tattoos, I wouldn't. Moving on is an image showing you the effectiveness of different types of birth control. Condoms and the pill are 99% effective, but being 5'7" or below is 100% effective. Also, let's not forget that banging her butt, that's pretty much 100% effective too. In reality these days, it's under 6 feet tall because 50% of American men between the ages of 19 and 30 have no interest in sex anymore, probably from being rejected so many times. Women get the same disappointment meeting a short man that they do when they open a big bag of chips and it's half empty. Number 7, we have a man that shows us his wife's face on their wedding day versus the day that she met Rob Lowe. She married a shorter man and by the look on her face, it looks like she had to settle. I'm sure that one day your kids are going to see this and realize why mom wasn't smiling in her wedding pictures. You also know that if you show these pictures to women, she'll just say, this doesn't mean anything. Up next, we have another male celebrity around the age of 80 getting married, and I wouldn't be surprised if he had some kids again. She's 36 and almost young enough to be his granddaughter. Here's the actual look on his face when he conceives a child with her. He also looks like the 80-year-old woman that used to live across the street when I was a kid. Number 9 ties in perfectly with Mick Jagger. Here's a woman complaining about men's fixation on young women, and how this is another sign of so-called masculinity in crisis. Actually, it's just basic biology. Men usually aren't willing to trade resources for sex if the woman that they're with doesn't have youth and fertility. Arwa here is just upset because she's past her prime, and men like this guy don't want her. Women always demonize men for having preferences, but they're allowed to have as many as they want. Shame-free. Here's yet another article by Stella shaming older men for dating young women. Moving on, the so-called proper way to walk with a woman down the street is with her on the inside away from the cars, just in case one of them goes into a puddle and splashes water everywhere. Or if one hops the curb It's the disposable meal that'll be ended. The smartest way to walk with the woman, though, is in the opposite direction. Because strolling hand in hand with the modern struggling hag, or strag for short, just ain't worth it no more. Number 11, we have a 31-year-old woman wondering where her 33-year-old boyfriend went. The guy was with her for 2 years. She had a 3-day work conference and asked him if they could open up their relationship, because she met someone hot at the conference. He said sure, okay. When she went home, all his stuff was packed and out of the apartment. He wouldn't return her calls and texts, so she went to his work and learned that he quit his job 2 days before she went there. She can't stop crying and doesn't know what to do. Ghosting level 10 achievement unlocked. Up next, you know that Will Sim probably should have done the same thing when Jada, the slut, opened their relationship. Remember, don't lose a loyal woman just because she cheated once. That's women's philosophy. They accept cheating, but men shouldn't. Will Smith is probably the world's first black belt level simp master. Really, just once. She's not loyal. She's in control. Number 13, we have a husband ladyscaping his wife before her day with her boyfriend, because she's 7 months pregnant and can't do it anymore. I bet the baby doesn't even belong to her husband. Maybe this guy is related to Jack Murphy or something. Or maybe his favorite song is called Getting Simpy With It. He probably agreed to this due to the fear of getting taken to the cleaners through a divorce, so he's cleaning her cooch instead. Number 14, we have a woman in front of what looks to be the Supreme Court building, saying that her 8 or 9 month pregnant belly doesn't have a human in it, and it's only human once the baby is born. I think that the baby is human, but she isn't one quite yet. Human cells are human cells regardless of what state they're in. All I can think about is that little guy so lucky not to have been aborted. Moving on is Adam 22, saying it's weird calling him a cuck to offend him because he saw a video of his wife getting plowed and thought it was pretty hot. If that makes him a cuck, then so be it, he says. Jack Murphy, is that actually you? Actually, here's a picture of Adam and his wife. And here's a supposed image from the video where she was having her world rocked by somebody else. I guess these days being called the cuck is actually a compliment. Number 16, a woman's fiancé told her that he's not attracted to her anymore, because she's gained weight and now is 165 pounds. She was 30 pounds lighter when they met. She wants to lose the weight, but is now wondering if she should even marry him. He should fake that he lost his job and the wedding will instantly get cancelled. If she's gained this much before the wedding, she'll probably be 200 pounds after. She's got 2 fat grenades. She pulled the pin on one before the wedding day, and she'll probably pull the pin on the second one after. Up next is a guy that calls those on the right, rightoids. Not only stealing and twisting the term leftoids, but he doesn't understand why those on the right like women that look like supposed porn stars, and goes as far as to say that she's not attractive. Of course she's not attractive for him. She doesn't look like she has a penis. To be hot for him, she needs to basically change her hair color, gain a ton of weight, stop bathing while covering herself in tattoos. Then she would be a leftoid supermodel. Number 18 is a woman showing us how there's a 35-year age gap between her mother and father, and if you find that creepy, you should actually get away from her timeline. I think she looks closer to 30, meaning that in this picture, he's closer to 65. When Madonna and Cher do it, it's stunning and brave. But when a man does it, he's a monster. Moving on, we have a woman saying wait until guys find out why girls hug them over the shoulders. This one confuses a lot of guys. Maybe so they don't notice how saggy her boobs are when they're pressed up against his chest, because they'll be up a lot higher. I'm gonna go with that answer. So you can feel her headlights rubbing up against your chest lights. It could also be that the guy's way too short. Number 20 is a man that wants a divorce less than 24 hours into marriage after she refused him in the bedroom. She went on the radio in typical female fashion claiming that she was the victim here, and that it was all horrible. Remember that once upon a time a marriage needed to be consummated by sex or it didn't count. He'll probably get an annulment and be just fine, and she'll probably run off with all the wedding gifts and money. I've seen this many times before as a wedding pornographer. Up next, we're now seeing a backlash to woke workers. Apparently, if you include they/them pronouns on your resume, you are more likely to be overlooked. Good. Let the other 59 genders employ one another. In the dating world, many guys also avoid women that put their pronouns in their profiles. Imagine hiring someone that'll alienate half your customer base immediately and probably accuse you, the employer, of sexual harassment at some point. No thank you. Number 22 is Martin's dating profile, and he's a single father of 3. And if you're a woman that doesn't have what it takes to help, then step aside for a real woman. She must have her own car, be able to cook and clean, and be submissive, and be no heavier than 200 pounds. She must have her own source of income and her own teeth. He's obviously trolling, but another guy mentions that he got banned for adding this sort of trolling humor to his Tinder profile. He forgot to say, "I know my own worth." Number 23 is a bit of a public service announcement. A woman found out that her boyfriend was cheating on her because he burned 500 calories at 2 a.m. in the morning. They had synced their Fitbit watches together and she got a notification of all that extra activity. But you know, he can just say he was at the gym and that he's gotta keep his abs tight for her. It's all about those extra gains. Moving on is the before and after picture from some Asian woman doing her makeup. She's a 2, maybe 3 before the makeup and a 7 or 8 after. Imagine waking up to someone you couldn't recognize the morning after. Most women are ugly, they just have makeup to hide it. I bet you that most women would never become alpha widows without makeup and would probably have to settle for the old in-out for some simp instead. Number 25, the last one, is Gwen Stacy, getting it from the Green Goblin, while Peter Parker plays with his Peter all alone in bed. All the Green Goblin needs to do is take some pictures of the act and then show them to Peter when he finds out that he's Spider-Man. And when they're fighting each other, he'll catch him off guard. And then he can defeat him because his heart is broken. But we all know that's not the Green Goblin, and that it's actually Undead Chronic. I guess Spidey senses are useless when you're a simp. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember that I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content that you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.